send you to college?
No.
No. No. Ain't going over. No. He going over there. Where the folks at? Well, I know where they. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
God is no short of what he say he will do. He'll do for you. He'll do for somebody else. The same thing that make you laugh is the same thing that make you cry.
I know what I'm talking about up in here. Let me go. The Lord, what did he say? What did he say now? 14. The Lord shall fight. I did all my 5 minutes. And you shall hold your peace. In other words, stand still. Sometimes when God is working, we get in the way of God, don't we? We get all up in the way and everything else and all disembobulating. God said, get out the way. He don't need you to help him do nothing. But he said, I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. And I don't need no help from you. So now, the children of Israel, they finna be delivered from Pharaoh and all his works, because they had to make the brick without the straw. In other words, if you go to work as a carpenter, you trying to do carpenter work and can't have the hammer, the nails, the lever, and all that stuff, how you going to do the work? How you going to do the work? You can't. You got to have the tools to do it with. But Pharaoh had to make it so hard on the children of Israel. But God, look what God do. And back, let's go back to chapter 2. God said, I have come, I heard the cry.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On the behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program will be this Wednesday, July the 10th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from our guest, Bishop Anthony Nixon, all the way from South Carolina. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Amen. If you turn with me to the book of Habakkuk, that's in your Old Testament. You know, when we used to learn the books, I'm right here learning the books of the Bible. Go down to the back of the part of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Help y'all out. And we're going to go to the third chapter. Habakkuk, the third chapter. Want me to hold on? It reads, although the fig trees should not bloom, neither be fruit on the vine, the labor of the olives shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat,
the flocks shall be cut off from the flock, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yeah. Yet, you give a change, sir. You give a change. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he shall make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Y'all want a topic, a theme? I choose to rejoice.
Yeah. All right now.
I need to encourage somebody. I choose to rejoice.
Yeah.
The song says, all of my good days, outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. My brothers and my sisters, how will we react when all that we are dealing with on every side?
Yeah.
My God. Paul says it like this in the 2 Corinthians to the church. He said, we are troubled on every side.
Yeah.
It seems like there is no relief for the people of God. Everywhere we turn, either there's trouble or bad news. Job said while he was going through, he came to the conclusion, even though I don't know where he is, he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. My brothers and my sisters, the choice is up to you. We have to understand that we are free moral agents. We deal every day with the issue of choice. We are free to choose how we live our lives. Choice. Stop telling the lie the devil made you do it.
I know that's right.
You chose. Joshua said, choose you this day. Whom you're going to serve. It's a choice now, saints. God ain't putting no gun to your head no more. It's a choice. Now, choices are more than conscientious decisions that should only be made after deliberate and prayerful decision. They are forces that are acting upon you, seeking and reaction out of you. Let me say that again. They are forces that are acting upon you, seeking a reaction out of you. We cannot base our choices on mere decisions or actions. We have to make choices based on the intent. Where is it trying to take me? We got to make our choices, Mother Hayes. Where is it trying to take me? Because it's going to either take you one or two places. In other words, if you look at it in the spirit, we don't know that our reaction is a vote of confidence either in God or the devil. The choices. I'm reminded of the woman in the Bible who came to Jesus. And Jesus said, it's not good for me to give the meat to the dogs. In other words, he said something, but he wanted to get a reaction out of her. Yeah. Now, she could have blew up and started busting and cussing. But all she said, even the dogs, get the crumbs that fall from the master table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The choice that she made caused her to get what she needed. Jesus said, a thief cometh what? But to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he said, but I come that you might have life. Not just any kind of life, but life
more
abundant. Just know that your reaction to a situation in this life is either a vote for God or for the devil. When we begin to doubt God, when we begin to mumble, when we begin to complain, what we are telling God, I believe the devil more than I believe you. Oh, yeah. Now it is time to make a decision on where our faith lies. It is time to make a decision. Do I believe what God says? Or do I believe what the devil is putting in my face? You know, that is the reason why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Because a lot of times, what we see won't line up with the word of God. What we see ain't gonna line up with what we believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes what we see can pay tricks on our mind. Paul said it like this: the weapons of our warfare are not common, but mighty unto God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and everything that is all of itself against the knowledge of God. I choose to rejoice. Now when we go to the text, Habakkuk offers to us a real child of God. If you really read Habakkuk, you will see that he was having a crisis of faith because he couldn't understand how he could speak prophetically to the nation, and the people of God were seeing like caught in a situation that was going to take them down. The Holy Ghost want me to tell you this, people of God, there gonna come a time in our lives when the very words that we speak will come back on us, trap us, and catch us. But don't believe what the devil got you looking at. The devil heard you testify.
Yeah.
The devil take better note than church folks.
Yeah.
The devil heard you on the mountaintop say, "For God I live, and for God I die."
Yeah.
And then he heard you try to get real fancy with the thing. Ow! Let nothing separate me from the love of God. The devil heard you say it, Sister Taylor. He said, "I'm gonna put it to a test."
Yeah.
Oh, he heard. He gonna put you to a test. He gonna change some situations. He gonna make it look like you're about to go under. He gonna make it look like there is no hell.
Yeah.
He gonna try to make it look like that God lied to you.
Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus.
But I'm here to tell you, you got to tell the devil, your eyes may shine, your teeth may grit, but this joy of mine,
the joy
you just can't get. Oh,
joy.
Our choices is a vote, rather we for God or for the devil.
Yeah.
Isaiah say it like this. Whose report
will you believe?
Will you believe? I choose to rejoice. Now Habakkuk's name means twofold. His name means embracer, but it also means wrestler. It means one who embraces, but at the same time, I'm talking about somebody here.
All right.
Who is wrestling.
Yeah.
You embrace the word, but you wrestle with the word.
Wow. Look out now.
In other words, he was saying, "I won't understand. How can I keep speaking your word when I have zero understanding?" That's the problem. We always want to be in the know. It ain't your business to know. He said, "My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts." So it ain't your business. That's why the devil makes you, because he makes you want to know what's going on or how God going to do it. Just know that he's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
Now, they was worried about paying taxes. The situation said, "We ain't got no money. I ain't see no money in my pocket. Oh, God. My debit card is saying zero. My checking account saying $10. But God said, "Let's go out there and let's get a fish." Huh? If we and just open up the mouth, and you're going to find what we're going to get, what we need. Now, to try to get an understanding, see, trying to get an understanding makes you fall in a thing you don't like to hear saying, disobedience. Oh, trying to understand will cause you to be disobedient. Because it ain't for you to understand. It just do.
Just do it.
Now, when I was in the military, since I'm in the military community, we didn't question the order that was given. We did it.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we talked about it. But we want to talk about it first, Sister Moss.
Yeah.
Before we do it.
Yeah.
And then we miss it.
Miss it.
And we wonder why. Well, God, you ain't doing it. No, you just chose not to do like I say. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. But my word. Tell somebody, the only thing that's holding me together is the word of God.
It's the word of God. It's the word.
God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light
to my path.
To my path.
Yeah.
When you get a lamp, you can see where you're going. And when you're in light, darkness gotta go. Now when you consider the text, I begin to look at the verse 17 and 19. He started off deep with a very unusual word. He started off the 17th verse with, although.
Although.
Now, Pastor, I thought it was a very unusual to start the scripture off like that. Then I began to think, what part of speech is it? Uh-huh. Well, it's not a noun. It's not a verb. It's not even an adverb or adjective. I found out that although is a conjunction. Y'all got to move that thing. I'm going to trip over it in a minute. Conjunction, junction. What's your function? Hooking up phrases and clauses. A conjunction is what hooks up a phrase or a clause. It is used to join two phrases, two words, are two clauses that are contradictory in meaning. Whenever there's a presence of a conjunction, whatever happened in the beginning, by the time you reach to the end, it gotta change. In other words, where it started off, it ain't going to end like it started off.
Yeah.
Wherever God is, no matter how it starts off, it got to change.
Yeah.
I came to tell the children of the Most High God, just because of the way a situation looks, no matter how bad it looks, by the time you get to the end, it's gotta change. Oh, you better curse somebody. Tell them, it gotta change. I might have started off this way. But, I once was lost. But, it changed. I was lost when I started out. But, change that situation. I ain't lost no more. Now I'm found. I once was blind. But, now I see. Y'all see. I heard Job say, I'm going to wait till my change comes. The word of God is that bridge that'll take you over from the beginning to the end. I heard David declare, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When we look at verse 17, Habakkuk said, although the figs have no fruit, there's no grapes on the vine. The olives done dried up. Oh, my God. The fields are hit.
Yeah,
and buried. The flocks done died. Oh, my God. The cattle are there's no food, but there's no water. But I will rejoice. In spite of what I'm going through, I'm still going to give God a praise. Even though I'm down to my life, there's no help in sight, I'm still going to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I've been through the storm and the rain.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've suffered heartaches and pain.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
I choose to rejoice.
Yeah.
Not because of my situation.
Yeah.
In spite of my situation. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I choose to tell him thank you.
I choose
to say hallelujah.
Yeah.
I choose to wave my hand. I choose to give him the glory. Why?
Yes, Lord. In spite of.
I heard a songwriter say, if the Lord never does anything else for me, he's already done enough for me to tell him thank you. He's done enough. He's done enough. He's done enough. He's done enough. I choose. My choice ain't based on my situation. My choice ain't based on my understanding. My choice ain't based on my circumstances. Because you see, I tried. And I found out he's a bridge. Over troubled water.
I found
out
he's
a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Yeah.
I found out he is a promised king. I choose to rejoice even though I ain't got nothing. I'm gonna praise him. Listen, you wonder why the enemy is playing happy, because you choose to give him credit. But if you begin to praise God, I'm reminded of Paul and Silas. The Bible says they've been whipped all day long. But at midnight, Paul and Silas begin to pray and praise God. They did it. Oh, the devil said, where you gonna praise him for? I done whipped you all day long. But I know the God.